From the state capitol in Richmond, I'm Craig Carper. The General Assembly adjourned and went back to their districts yesterday after completing all their work one day late in a marathon 47-day session. Lawmakers kept working with the cloud of several high-profile scandals hovering overhead and the eyes of the nation fixed on the state capitol. In spite of these distractions, lawmakers managed to pass nearly 2,000 pieces of legislation and approved a budget. Today we're going to discuss the high points of that budget and major changes to state law that Virginians should be aware of. I'm joined today by our state capitol team, who've all put in long hours and produced some outstanding coverage over the past 6 weeks. Megan Pauley was tracking legislation and budget amendments related to education. K-12 teacher pay and funding for school counselors were big-ticket items in the budget this year. Megan, tell us about that.
Yeah, so lawmakers did approve a 5% pay raise for teachers, but the House and Senate disagreed on when it would kick in. Their compromise was September 1st of this year. There's also some money in the budget for more school counselors and for districts with high levels of concentrated poverty, like Richmond and Petersburg, but not nearly as much as was originally included in Northam's budget. Some Democratic lawmakers say they'll continue to push for more funding for these things next year. Then in higher education, lawmakers approved funding to essentially subsidize a tuition hike for next year and freeze it for universities that opt to do that. They also approved funding to create a tech talent investment fund that was part of negotiations to bring Amazon to Virginia and will be used to help universities produce more computer science graduates.
Thanks, Megan. The state spending plan passed by the General Assembly also includes a 1% pay raise for all state workers, as well as college faculty and state-supported local employees. This is on top of a 2% raise they were already scheduled to get. Finally, the budget includes $168 million for Virginia Tech's billion-dollar innovation campus in Alexandria. That was also part of the state's incentive plan for Amazon's HQ2 that you mentioned. And we're joined next by Ben Pavier, who, among other things this session, was tracking redistricting reform. Ben, the legislature inched closer to turning over redistricting to a commission. How would this new system differ from the existing one?
Right now, lawmakers from the majority party draw their own legislative maps every 10 years, right after the census. There's another census coming up in 2020, but the last elections were so close that no one knows who will have that power. Some say the dynamic helped move the needle on this redistricting commission. It's got 16 members, half lawmakers, half citizens, with an equal split between both parties. The citizens would be chosen by judges. Their meetings would have to be public. No one says this plan is perfect. Black lawmakers in the House voted against it because they said it didn't do enough to protect minority interests. Some Democrats say the process is still too politicized. Meanwhile, some Republicans would rather not have a commission at all, and they prefer to keep the current process. But there's still a bipartisan consensus that the commission will help prevent partisan gerrymandering. It still has a long way to go. It needs to be passed again in next year's session and then by voters after that.
Thanks, Ben. Roberto Roldan also covered a lot of different issues, including an industry-backed push to raise the legal age to purchase tobacco products from 18 to 21.
Yeah, I mean, you said it right there. The key part of the new law is that it applies to all tobacco products, not just cigarettes. And the justification for raising the minimum age was that e-cigarette products like Juul have become really popular among teenagers. What helped this bill most was that it had the backing of Altria, which coincidentally actually owns 35% of Juul.
Thanks, Roberto. Megan, you also covered some healthcare-related issues, especially mental health.
Yes. So to the surprise of many advocates, there is some funding in the final budget to increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate for primary care doctors and mental health professionals. That'll help doctors accept more Medicaid patients, a need in light of Medicaid expansion last year to low-income Virginians. There was also a big emphasis on addressing the shortage of mental health services in state psychiatric hospitals and jails. Senator Cree Deeds got approval to continue his mental health commission's work for at least another 2 years, so these issues won't be going away.
Thanks, Megan. This session was also notable for some of the legislation that failed. At one point, it looked like lawmakers were on the fast track to banning holding your cell phone in your hand while driving. Roberto, what happened there?
Well, the bill would have basically forced drivers to use hands-free technology. It had bipartisan support, but in the end, it was watered down by a conference committee and was ultimately rejected by the House.
And Ben, there was also a big fight over the ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. How did that end?
Well, as you know, Virginia would have been the 38th state to ratify the ERA, and that would push it over the threshold nationally for ratification. So there was this huge push by activists to get it through this year. They said there were enough votes to pass it in both chambers, and it did pass in the Senate, as it has for the past few years. But Republican Speaker of the House, Kirk Cox, basically tucked it away in committee, meaning it didn't come up for a full floor vote. Democrats tried some procedural maneuvers to bring it up, but it didn't happen. ERA activists say they're going to focus their energy now on voting out the politicians who didn't get behind it.
Thanks, Ben, and thanks to our entire state capitol team for all of your hard work this year. You can take a look back at our coverage from this session at ideastations.org/assembly19.